Well, praise God. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. You may be seated if you want to. I just want to say, if anybody's stuck and can't get back up the mountain or something, you can stay here at the church. Turn the air on. Run around the church. Pray. Do whatever you want to do. So I don't know if Dan can get back up there. They say they close 24. So so we're just opening the church to people. I mean, it's air-conditioned. You know, the pews are nice and long. You can get... Praise God. Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's say, Jesus, I thank you for saving me, for washing me in your blood. I thank you, for I am righteous, because you are righteous. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy and compassion. I thank you for your faith. And now, we come into agreement and release our faith and pray for a cloud of rain over this state, over Utah, Arizona, California. We take authority. We take dominion. And according to our word, that's soaked in the blood, in Jesus' name, rain come. In Jesus' name. See, you can stay here. If it downpours, all you got to do is go out in the parking lot with a little bit of soap. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, some strange things happen in the world. They were advertising 2.95 or something, so I called this large bank to check on some things, and I got a hold of a young man, and he said, you got to talk to the finance department. He said, I'll switch you over there. You got a pencil? I said, yeah. He said, write this number down. It was toll-free, and I wrote it down. And I called it that toll-free number he gave me, and I got a pornography line. And I said, there's something wrong here. So I hung up, of course, and I called back again, the same thing. So I finally called customer service. I said, do you know that there's some people in your company giving out pornography telephone numbers? You know what she said to me? I'm sorry it disturbs you. I'm not familiar with that number, but, I mean, she didn't say, what's his name? What'd they do? With, you know, nothing. So there must be something that they're making money on the side or something. I don't know. For every customer. It's craziness, isn't it? All the stuff that's going on in Spain and Greece and America and Washington, D.C. But guess what? We got Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Turn, if you would, Chris, please, to John. Go back where we were Friday. The Gospel of John. 16:8-9. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did anybody come in here with a headache? One there. Anybody else? Did I miss somebody? Anybody else? Where? Oh. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord, that your love and your grace, Lord, is falling upon these people who have this headache, Lord, and it's being removed by your power and by your love. Right now, Lord, I take authority in the name of Jesus and command it to be loosed from them in Jesus' name. Adjust them, Lord Jesus, as we pray in your name. Amen. It's going to go. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, John 16, we're going to talk about faith. Verse 8, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. Now, I want you to understand something, saints. He's not talking about us. We're not the world. We're in this world, but not of it. So he's not going to convict you of sin. He's going to convict the world of sin. He's going to work in with us in a different way. Because we're sons and daughters, kings and priests, the body of Christ. Can you receive that? Hallelujah. So he's going to convict the world of sin and of righteousness. That's the cross and the great things that Jesus Christ has done that caused us to be righteous. Amen? And of judgment, because Satan has been judged. Say, Satan has been judged. Hallelujah. So if you go on a little bit here in verse 9, of sin because they do not believe in me. Well, we believe in Jesus, don't we? We have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So he's not going to convict us. He's going to convict the world that don't believe in Jesus. He's going to work with us in a different way. He's going to get us to operate by faith, the Holy Spirit is, through the Word of God, because it's impossible to please God without faith. When I come to God, I must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen? So it pleases God when we walk by faith. So faith right now is that you're in this world, but not of this world, because we are kingdom sons and daughters. We are in the kingdom. So he's not going to convict us of sin. Because we believe in Jesus. We've accepted Jesus. Amen? Can you read that? So God wants you to know that there's sometimes people will say the Holy Ghost is going to convict you. You're not of the world. You are in the kingdom. So faith is, you're not going to accept anything that the enemy's trying to tell you, other people tell you, because you're not of the world. You're in this world, but not of it. Does that make sense to you? See, that should free you up to cause you to understand that you are in right standing with God. You are righteous because he is righteous. He's the Jesus of righteousness. He's the Jesus of grace and mercy and compassion. And whatever he is of, he received that from the Father. The Holy Spirit wants us to walk by faith in that area. By faith, by confessing it, you see. So the Holy Spirit's not convicting me. He's going to work with me and you in another way. He's going to teach us grace and righteousness. He's going to teach us we have the mind of Christ. Romans 8:1, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation. Say, no condemnation. See, condemnation means guilt. If anybody in here is feeling guilty of something, you're born again, that's the enemy talking to you. You shouldn't feel guilty. You should feel righteous. You should feel his grace and his mercy and his love. And the way you're going to feel it is by speaking it. Amen? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. That's what the Spirit of God's going to work with you. He's going to get you to walk by faith because you are in Christ, and you're going to say back to that thought, I am in Christ. I'm not guilty. I'm not in condemnation. The enemy's going to throw doubts in your mind, but you're going to respond by saying, I'm in Christ. I'm not guilty. I'm washed in his blood. I have his grace. I'm in right standing with God. Amen? Who do not walk according to the flesh. Now, the flesh will want you to be guilty. The flesh will want you to be... The flesh don't want you to put your hand to the plow. It wants to keep looking back. It wants to keep running the old film. But God, the Holy Spirit in us, will give us the faith and build faith into us that we will speak back because we're not guilty. Say, I'm not guilty.
I'm not guilty.
I'm free. By the blood of Jesus. See, it's important you say it. It's important for you to exercise your faith by saying, I'm in Christ. You can't be in Christ and be guilty. If you're in Christ, you see, you have grace and mercy. You're in right standing. And everybody who's accepted Jesus Christ is in Christ. Amen? Christ means the anointed one, and the anointing is going to teach you all things. So he wants you to know that the Holy Spirit is not here to convict you and I, we're the body of Christ, of sin. He's here to treat us in a whole different way, because we're sons and daughters, kings and priests. He's the head, we're his body. So he's not going to come and convict us. He's going to build Christ into us. He's going to get us to walk by faith. He's going to get us to realize that we're in Christ and we're not guilty. See, I never got healed from MS if I kept walking in guilt or condemnation. I never got free from booze and drugs and all that stuff and the death wish, you see, that I had if I was guilty all the time, always figuring myself to be guilty. No, I'm not guilty. I'm in Christ. And if you don't respond by faith to that thought or to somebody who's trying to lead you astray and not in the Word of God, you see, you need to know, saints, that he hasn't come to convict you of sin. He's come to take from Jesus and give to you. He's come to teach you righteousness. He's come to have you walk in grace. Say, I have grace. I have favor with God. And the devil don't want us hearing this. He wants you in guilt. He wants you in condemnation. And he's always trying to get everybody to run the old film. See, I honestly believe, saints, that we are, the body of Christ, is going to arrive at a place here on earth that we're going to receive blessings from God where we haven't even sowed. Because obviously you can't sow all the promises of God. He says, what you sow is what you reap. So God is going to, there's going to be an outbreak of miracles, financial blessings, and you haven't even sown there. But guess what? Jesus has sown it for you. Jesus has gotten your grace. Jesus has gotten your righteousness. And then we're going to confess it. I really believe there's going to be an outpouring of the blessings of God. In the church of the people of God that have taken on the world and are controlled by the world will probably be convicted. But those who are in Christ, you see, he wants to build Jesus into us. He don't want us going around sin conscience. You know, that's why people can't get healed. They're sin conscious. They're guilty about everything. Have you ever noticed some people when they talk? They're always talking about other things other than the power of Christ in their lives. So God wants you to understand here, hallelujah, that you're not under guilt. There is therefore now no condemnation. So by faith, I'm going to say, no, I'm not guilty. There's no condemnation in my life. I'm in Christ. And I'm going to dress up in the new man. The new man will say, I'm not guilty. I'm not under condemnation in Christ Jesus. The old man will say, well, I don't know. I did this last week. I did this 6 months ago. I did this. Let me tell you something, saints. If you don't learn that he's trying to build Jesus into you, he can only build Jesus in you if you put on the new man. You are in Christ. You have a protection. You have a shield. Amen? You have the mind of Jesus Christ. The trouble is, this right here feels guilty all the time. Some people can't afford to tithe, and they don't tithe, and the enemy gets them to feel guilty, and they ain't got nothing. Well, Ken Copeland said, tear off a button, throw that in. Well, I don't go that far, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Matthew 12:37. Praise you, Jesus. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. See how the enemy wants you condemned? He wants you to say you're guilty. He wants you to say all kinds of bad things about yourself. He wants you to say you're not forgiven. He wants you to say, I can't receive healing. He wants you to say, I can't receive the peace. He wants you led by the world. The devil does. So you're going to learn to say good words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What you say, you got to speak life, saints. And that's what the Holy Spirit has come to work in us. He hasn't come to convict you of sin. He hasn't come to convict you you're sick because you're in sin. He's come to build Jesus into our lives. He's come to get us to turn our confession around and to speak from the Word of God, to speak from the love of God, to speak from the grace of God, to speak from the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. See, that's what the Spirit of God will get us to walk by faith. See, you're a special person. God wouldn't live in you if you were just some old piece of junkyard. You're not. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we got to say it. We got to speak it. See? That's life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you put on the new man. So the Spirit of God that gets you to walk by faith will get you to dress up in the new man. To say the new man. That means you can't say old things. Your mind may be in old trash and junk, but you can control the trash and junk by the power of the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no junk in God's business. It's all good, clean, righteous, grace, mercy, compassion, power. Say power.
Power.
I'm full of power, say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now listen, saints. I believe it's coming. I believe that you're going to reap what you didn't sow. And I'm talking about the promises and the blessings of God. You know why? In reality, according to the Word, it all belongs to us. It's ours. Jesus gave it to us. That's the new man. Jesus said, I died broke that you may have wealth. That's the goodness of God. That's a promise of God. That, if you want to know what that is, it's found in 2 Corinthians 8:9. Put that over there. Hallelujah. This is grace and righteousness. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, that's grace now, yet for your sake, whose sake? He became poor, that you through his poverty may become rich. Now we can say all kinds of things about that, but I'm not dumb, I can read. And this is God speaking. This is the new man. So you start calling wealth from the heavenly realm. You start calling wealth into your life. That's the new man. Now, if you're waiting before you to get it and then you call it, it won't happen. But the new man speaks those things, see, that the Word says. And that's the Spirit of God getting you to operate in faith. Faith is the substance of things not seen. So you may not see some wealth, but you're going to call it in. You're going to speak by faith. It's just like that cloud and that fire. See, I really believe we're supposed to take dominion. We can just say it because, well, we're in church and we'll just say it. We'll just please Pastor Mayor. We'll just say what he says, but I don't believe it. There's people sitting here right now that don't even believe what I'm saying. And he says, all things are possible to those who believe. In Mark 9:23. Well, that's the reason why we can't get the devil out of our head. We can't get money in our pocketbook. We can't get the anointing on the outside. God wants you to speak the word of God. God don't want you to lean towards your understanding. It'll mess you all up. Amen? Hallelujah. You are somebody. You're going to put your hand to the plow, and you're not going to look back. You need to go out there, if you're in business, and get some contracts and believe that God's going to bless it. You got a blood covenant. You got a contract with God through Jesus Christ. See, I said Friday night, Abraham didn't do anything, and he got all those blessings. Remember Joseph, the story of Joseph? How he got promoted at the end? Job, how he got promoted at the end? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they got promoted at the end? See, and they didn't reap from that. They didn't do anything. God, listen to me, saints. Daniel, he got promoted after the lion's den, so on and so forth. Listen to me. God is about to release some things. Well, I don't believe that way. Then stay broke. Stay sick. Let your dumb head teach you. Hallelujah. Here's a total giving of himself, the cross. We are righteous saints. We are what he is. Amen? I really want to share, I want to jump the track here, go a little, share something different here now. If you'll turn, Chris, to Daniel 2. First of all, before we go there, go to Habakkuk, Chris. 3, starting with verse 17. I want to read this. Because there's some people, as they were Friday, there's some people sitting here. You need to hear this. I'm going to read it. So get your ears unplugged. Don't go off to California. And the Holy Spirit, God's going to get you to, this is faith. Say, this is the hymn. Of faith. And starting with verse 17, it says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, there may be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Are you listening?
Amen.
I went all the way to 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. See, that's the trouble with the flesh. The flesh will complain. The flesh will just not put his hand to the plow. It'll always want to look back. But the Spirit of God will want you to walk in faith. So when times are tough, before you get rewarded, before you have your season, you see, God, the Holy Spirit wants you to step by faith and just count it all joy and just praise the Lord and just say, I thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for my salvation. I thank you I'm free from sickness and disease. I thank you that the devil has been defeated. I thank you that I walk in the resurrection power of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Everything is going bad. Joseph, everything was going bad. He never complained. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't complain. Everything was going bad, and they got promoted. Because you know what they said? I ain't bowing to that God. I ain't bowing to that God. And God will honor that. So everything doesn't go good at first, but you'll have your season if you'll walk by faith. Amen? So no matter what is going on, you're going to have your season. I'm telling you, saints, I believe in an outpouring of God that you're going to be blessed with all the blessings of God that you haven't even sowed into. Here on earth, we don't need it in heaven. We got mansions and gold roads and everything else there. No light bills. It's all lit up by the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I have grace. I'm righteous. Because Jesus is. I'm rich. I'm not poor. There's money in my bank, in my checking account. I call it forth. Because I call by faith through Abraham, through Jesus Christ, all his blessings. Praise God. I got to find something here. I lost it. Oh. See, sometimes I mark things down. Sometimes I just don't mark it down. I irritate myself. But that's okay. I got time. You got time? Well, if you got to go up 24, you got all the time in the world. You can't go up that way. Dan's saying, I'm going. Well, okay, praise God. I want you to turn, if you would. What did I tell you? Yeah, two, yeah. Two's good. Two's better than one. Everybody's looking at me. Where is he going? Just hang in there. Buckle your seatbelt. Hallelujah. Daniel is called to interpret a dream. Most of us have heard the story. It takes a prophet of God. Amen? It takes the Spirit of God to give you a dream from the Word of God about walking by faith. You know that? See, actually, the Word of God is a dream that was developed, or always was in God, then developed and was put in writing. God has always had that vision, that dream for us. You know that? That when Jesus left heaven, he left a very wealthy place. And he came down to earth and died broke. That's grace and righteousness. Amen? So it always was. It had no beginning and has no end. So wealth, you see, or grace or mercy or the gifts was always a vision of God. Was always a dream of God that his children, his sons and daughters, would walk in the same power. Hallelujah. So Daniel is called... What did I say? Two? I'm bouncing all over the place up here. Praise God. We'll look at 2:39. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours. He's telling the king, Nebuchadnezzar, how great his kingdom is going to be. There's going to be another kingdom inferior to, then another, a third, a kingdom of bronze, which will rule over all the earth. Hallelujah. Now go down to 44. You can read in between if you want to. But go down to 44. In the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. The kingdom will not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these other kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. That's the kingdom that you and I are in. That's what the Spirit of God wants us to speak. By faith. I'm in a kingdom that can't be destroyed. I'm in Christ where the blessings are. I'm in Christ where the peace is. I'm in Christ where the healing is. I'm in Christ where the anointing is. Amen? Never be destroyed. And there's only going to be one kingdom. So we need to learn to seek the kingdom now, to get into the kingdom, into the blessings. And the Holy Spirit says, I want to bring you there. I want you to experience Jesus. I want you to experience God the Father. I want you to experience dreams and visions. I want you to experience the gifts. Say, I pray in tongues. If you don't, God will get after you to do it. Verse 45. Inasmuch as you saw the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, and the great, God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain and its interpretation is sure. God wants you and I to know, saints, that all this earth that we see now, all these fires and all Europe and all the Washington, D.C. and everything else, we're going to enter a kingdom, you see? Hallelujah. It's called our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's what the devil is trying to do. Listen now. Look over to, I got to find it here. You ain't in a hurry, are you? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Chris, Daniel 2, 27 and 28. Daniel answered in 27 in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. See, I think people today look at horoscopes. They're trying to find all kinds of different things. I think sometimes people are caught up in pornography. People are caught up in themselves, you see. And all this stuff cannot help that king. And it can't help you and I. And I really feel like God wants me to bring up horoscopes in particular because I think people are looking at that. It can't help you. It can't bring nothing to you. Amen? Verse 28. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. He has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and your vision of your head upon your bed were these. Let me tell you something, saints. God has a dream and God has a vision for us. And guess what? It's in us in the Holy Spirit. And he's going to reveal things, that grace and that righteousness in the Word of God. And he's going to get you and I to follow the faith that he's telling us in the Word of God. This vision that's in us, some people say, I don't know what God wants me to do. This dream that's in us, I don't know what God wants me to do. This righteousness that's in us, I don't know how I can become righteous. This grace that's in us, we have a favor with God. It's in us. Just as he was talking to a prophet, we have the Holy Spirit in us that wants to reveal the dream for the body of Christ, the vision for the body of Christ. Are you listening? Did I go over your heads? Oh, okay. Huh? See, if you walk in the Spirit, that's where your vision, your dream is. The Holy Spirit wants you to have faith. He wants you to believe you're not guilty about anything. You have been freed from guilt. You have been freed from condemnation. You have grace with God. You have favor with God. You are in right standing. If that don't, by faith, if you don't get a hold of that and get it into your mind from the vision and the dream that's in the Spirit of God that came from Father God through Jesus Christ into us, if you don't get that, saints, you'll never receive the blessings. See, some people say, well, I don't think everybody can have wealth. Well, Jesus said, I died broke. Did he die broke just for a few? For all of us, right? See, I'm not against money. I like money. It doesn't rule me, but I like money. I had to go down. I got upset with my kitchen sink, and I had to go down and get a faucet. I tell you what. I got down there and down to Lowell's and I got that floss and I brought it home. And I did everything right. I hooked it all up. And Betty was standing there. I said, watch this. And I flicked it on it and started running. She says, you ain't got the pipe hooked up underneath. I says, dang it if I didn't do it again. See, we got to make sure everything's hooked up for it to flow properly. See, you got to be hooked up to the Holy Ghost. You got to be hooked up to the mind of Christ. You got to be hooked up to the grace and the mercy. Amen? Amen? Hooked up to the power of Jesus in our lives. If my wife wasn't there, man, I'd have flooded the kitchen. I had called her. She was at the other house. I said, I want you to stand right here. And I want you to hand me everything I call for. Because I'm stuck in this little hole. My back is hurting. See? My glasses are up here. I can't see the nuts. So I had to keep putting them down. When I put them up, they'd fall back up. They put them down, they'd fall back up. See, you got to get hooked up to the right stuff. Then you can turn it on. Then the Holy Ghost will move in your life. See, I was never born mechanically inclined. I want everything to operate with no problems. In other words, you get in my automobile, I turn that little thing there, and the motor goes. That's the way I want to get with God. I want to turn the Holy Spirit. I want to walk by faith, and everything goes. The power comes through me. The wisdom comes to me. The knowledge comes to me. And I believe in his grace. I believe I have favor. I believe I am righteous. I believe that I've been freed from guilt and condemnation. I believe it. I believe he died broke that I may have wealth. Wealth in all areas. Wealth in the anointing. Wealth in the finances. Wealth in the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, now. Let's go over to 3. You've all heard the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Nebuchadnezzar said, you're going to bow. You're going to pray to me. See, there's a lot of denominations and things around you. They want you to pray to the denomination. They want you to follow the denomination. They really do, right? Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't get their reward till after. Say, I'm going to have my season. I'm going to reap of all the wealth in Christ. See, you got to start saying it. Some people, man, because you've been broke half your life, you just, well, I don't know if I'd want a lot of money. Just enough to pay a $50 light bill. Come on. You can go down the highway and pick up tin cans and sell them and do that. You want a miracle from a big God. You want the windows in heaven to open up. Amen? Hallelujah. So they were talking about you're going to bow. And he said, no, I ain't doing that. See, sometimes when you won't bow to things, you may go through some testings and trials. But you see, your confession is going to bring you out the other side. Your faith is going to bring you out the other side. You're going to know because you know that God or Jesus is with you. And the wisdom is with you. And the knowledge is with you. And the grace is with you. And righteousness is with you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, in 16 it talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we have served, in verse 17, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from the hand of the king. See, do you believe you've been delivered? Do you believe you've been delivered? See, a lot of us bow to a lot of different things. But they're saying, God has delivered me. Say, I've been delivered from sickness. Disease, demons, principalities and powers, poverty. I've been delivered. I don't have to bow to Washington, D.C. Well, five people agreed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 18, but not let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods. See, sometimes our flesh can be our God. Sometimes our emotions, we get a lot of times emotionally involved and not spiritually involved in things. And it becomes a part of our life. And, oh, my God. What has shooken you up this week that comes from the world, that comes from the flesh? What has shooken you this week? And the Spirit of God wants you to walk by faith, and He wants you to confess, I'm not bowing to that. I'm not bowing to any king. I'm not bowing to the government if the government rules are against the Word of God. I'm not bowing to it. See, what has shooken you this week? There's people sitting here right now that has been shaken because of something that happened this week. And someone, it was a carryover for almost 30 days before. And it came to manifestation. You know why? You didn't speak to it. You bowed to it. And it's running your life. And you wonder why you're miserable. And you wonder why sometimes you can't sleep. When you have the peace of Jesus, there ain't no point staying awake. He never sleeps or slumbers. Just go to bed and go to sleep. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 19. Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. See, it'll upset people. You talk against some government rules, it'll upset some people. See, if I talk about Obama here, I could have the IRS after me. And they ain't coming to give me money either. Right is right. We're not bowing to anybody that comes against the Word of God. I don't care how mad the government gets. I don't care how mad the IRS gets. I got a God that's greater. Amen? But you may go through some things when you start mouthing off like that. See, some of you need to learn. You maybe need to go home in the closet, lock the door so no one can hear you, then say a bunch of stuff, build up your energy, build up your faith, then go out in the world and say it. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. The expression on his face, you ever seen people's countenance change? When you say Jesus or something? They turn into little hogs. Me and my wife were talking to a lady that day speaking about hogs. She's got a pet pig in the house. And she said it's so clean. When it got to go to the bathroom, it'll sit there and look at her. I've been looking into it. I may want to have one of those pigs running around the house. I'm not a ham-eating person anyway, so. Hallelujah. The expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You ever notice the countenance change against you and you start standing up for the word, you start speaking Jesus, people's countenance change, looking right at you, and you can read their countenance. They're mad at you. They're upset with you because you won't agree. You won't bow. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. So there's been people before Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that have been this route. Amen? Heated it up 7 times. So you may go through a trial. It'll be the worst you've been through. But God's going to promote you. I'm telling you, God's going to bless you. Because your God is greater. I don't care how much they heat it up. I don't care how much they lied to you. I don't care how much they cheated you. I'm telling you, God is greater. But it must come out of our mouth. It must be faith spoken and spoken to God. God's greater. Jesus is our Lord. And the Holy Ghost is teaching me and encouraging me to speak faith. No matter what condition I am in, no matter if the stalls are empty, no matter if the checkbook is empty, no matter if the wall is empty, I'm going to praise my Jesus. He commanded certain mighty men. Well, they weren't very mighty. Verse 20. Of valor who is his army, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, in their trousers, in their turbans, and in their garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Now listen, saints. I don't care what mess you're in. Jesus is with you. Grace is with you. Righteousness is with you. Power is with you. The Holy Ghost is with you. I don't care what you're involved. He's with you. I'll never forsake nor leave you. He's with you. Verse 22. And therefore, because the king commanded was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the fire. And the king said, how many did we throw in there? Three. Well, there's four walking around. That's four walking around. And they came out, and they wouldn't smell no smoke. They weren't burnt. Now, I'm not suggesting to go down and heat up some furnace and jump in it to find out. Like some people pick up rattlesnakes to find out they have faith. But whatever situation today that we're in, that we go through as a pastor, as a church, as individuals, as husbands and wives and family, I'm telling you, if you start saying God is greater, Jesus is with me, he'll never forsake nor leave me, I'm not guilty, I'm not under condemnation, I'm going to bless my Lord, I'm going to bless my Jesus, I'm going to call him my Lord, I'm going to call him holy. Because in me is his vision, his dream, his power to exalt the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this situation that I'm in. And I'm coming out, and I ain't going to be smelt a junkie. I ain't going to be smelt burnt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm telling you, saints, all of us, the people on the fire line, the people who are worried about their homes, they're all going through something. Everybody's on pins and needles to see what the United States Supreme Court's going to rule about Obamacare. It's supposed to come out tomorrow. He's still Lord. If it comes out and says we're going to give everybody a Band-Aid, there'll be no more operations. He's still Lord. I don't care. I'm not going to bow to any rules. I'm not going to bow to any laws that break the laws of God. Then if I'm going to, I never should get saved. Amen? Four of them walking around. Won't that bless you? Well, if you believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, any such... Now, listen now. I want to skip over somewhere here. Skip over 3:30, Chris. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. They got promoted. You're going to get promoted. Your season is coming. So they got to reap where they didn't sow. All they did was by faith saying, I ain't bowing to you, king. I ain't bowing. And the king that they wanted him to buy, he promoted them. God gives us grace. God gives us favor.
with contracts, business, with the gifts, with the fruits, with the finances, with the mind of Christ.
See, if you keep complaining, if you keep speaking from your stinking thinking, I've been doing this all the time, and I ain't ever seen God do it. I want God to do this. I don't care what you want. You got to change that. The Holy Spirit says, I want you to confess faith. I want you to speak faith. You're going to get promoted. They go in the fire. Jesus is with them. They never get hurt. They come out, and they get promoted. You'll find God doing that throughout Scripture. You remember when Peter said, I'm not worthy to get crucified right side up. And they crucified him upside down. You remember God said to Moses, go on over there and die. You're not going to the promised land. And you read further on in the Bible, you find him on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses. He got promoted. It depends what you call promotion and what the Scripture calls it. Many people, Abraham, look at the money he got. Look at the promotion he got. What did he have to do? He had to offer up his son and go through all emotions and everything else. God blessed Abraham. You know why? Abraham believed God was righteous. You and I are friends of Jesus. He's our friend. He's not our enemy. No matter what you're going through, you've got to have things coming out of you by faith. You've got to have things coming out of you by faith. You've got to speak things. When I was underneath that sink, I have sometimes a little claustrophobia. I was telling a guy a story one time, and he said he had claustrophobia, and he got caught underneath the house, and he had a vision. You know what he saw? All he could see was mice lighting matches. He almost died of fear. That's what he said. Laugh will do you good. That's why God threw that in there. Hallelujah. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. First he wanted them dead. They wouldn't bow to him. Now he promotes them. The same with Joseph. Listen, God promotes us, saints. But you don't find them people saying, I don't know where God went. I think God went on vacation, man. I can't help it. God won't do this, and God won't do that. And I ain't never seen God. I want to see all these miracles. You ain't going to see nothing talking like that that's coming out of your dirt. There's a lot of roots in our dirt that's hooked up to a lot of emotions. That's where we need to fire. Baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire that burn out all these roots that's in us. Everybody here can be blessed. Everybody here can have a husband if you need a wife if you need her. Everybody here can be happy. You got to change your countenance. You got to look in the mirror and learn how to. Hoy. Everybody wears their countenance. You ever notice that? Just like Nebuchadnezzar did. I ain't bowing to you. See, if you were standing in the president's face and saying, I ain't bowing, you know, I don't even believe you're a Christian. You changed your mind. Christian means Christ-like. Jesus has never changed his mind. I bet the countenance on his face would change. You'd have to look and see if there's any holes burnt in you. Exactly, Kay said. We had anointing heat here Friday night. That Kay was sitting over there, and she saw a lady sitting way over here. Normally, it's very blurry. She can't see. We had another lady come up who was in total pain and bleeding. Been bleeding for months. And she came 2 weeks ago. And I prayed for her. And she came up last night, Friday night, and said that the bleeding stopped and she has no more pain. This lady here came up last Sunday and told me she asked for prayer for her son. Her son had a spinal, and the spinal was leaking. And I prayed with her. And I guess a couple of 3 days, the leaking stopped, and he was home cooking. I had a lady Friday night that walked in here and sat right there in that pew, and I walked over to shake her hand before we started service, and she was in all kinds of pain in her back. She was sitting sideways. I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "Oh, my back is killing me." What do they call it, the sciatic nerve or something? All kinds of pain. I preached the word of God, preached the power of Jesus, and I turned around to her and I stood like this. I said, "Is the pain gone?" There was a countenance on her face of stupor. And I said, "Is it gone?" "Well, let me check. I feel like it's gone." I said, "If you had pain, you'd feel it, wouldn't you? Stand up." She stood up and pain was gone. And the husband sitting right next to her, he didn't get touched. And he had pain in his shoulder. I prayed for a lady one time, and God grew a leg out and never healed her eyes. She was blind. That's a true story. See, we can't figure this God out. All we got to do is know he's with us. No matter what I'm going through, he's taking me out of guilt. He's taking me out of condemnation. He hasn't come to convict me of sin. I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm washed in the blood. I have favor and grace. I'm righteous. I'm in right standing. I can call on the name of Jesus. I can call on the gifts. I can call for the Holy Ghost anointing. He told me I could. I'm just dumb enough to say it. See, I ain't waiting for him to show me. He's already shown me. I was in the state hospital when I was 16. I used to like to fight. So I did something to a guy one time, and they thought I was little. So they sent me for a 30-day. And the lady said to me, "What do you see here?" They're ink blotters. Has anybody ever had that test? Huh? Yep. I looked at that. I said, I could see monkeys climbing trees. And she would go. Never told me how it came out. I walked out. I thought I was crazy in a bed bug. Because she never answered me. Well, I've had a lot of journeys. This is before I was with my wife now. I had a lot of journeys. See, the devil was trying to kill me. God had a call upon my life. At 12 years old, I was in the Catholic Church talking to statues. "Hey, Mary, say something." I'm serious. I was saying the Hail Marys and Our Fathers, man, as fast as I could get them out. Mary never blinked. Joseph never said anything. But I was after God way back then. But no one told me about Jesus. See, you're blessed people here. People tell everybody tell you about Jesus now. We hear so much about people, about Jesus, people don't want to hear it. "Don't get in my face and tell me that." I can remember one time I was in a place where they sold furniture. I used to do some crazy things. I found out there was a chute where they put the carpet down to get it into the store, and I slid down there. And I was walking around that furniture store, man, like I owned it. I was acting like a supervisor. "Oh, this is nice." And I'd crap, laid on a couch, and all of a sudden I heard, and I looked up, and there was a cop standing at the door. And I pulled out the gun, and stuck it at the door, and something made me drop it. Well, it wasn't something, it was God. I wasn't saved then. But before that, I was trying to call upon Mary. See what I'm trying to say? I was trying to find God. He shook the door and went down the next door, and I went out to shoot. See? One person was glad I went out to shoot. Huh? See, I'm just as I fought back then, now it's reversed. Man, I'll fight. I'll get like a, I'm like a dog on a bone, man. I'm going to have my season. I'm going to see miracles. I'm going to see blessings. I'm going to see Jesus alive. I'm going to see the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to fall into guilt. I'm not going to fall into condemnation. I pray in tongues. And I don't care who knows and who cares. I was in the store back some time ago, and the guy said, "What church you go to?" I said, "Oh, we're charismatic. I pray in tongues and everything." His whole countenance changed. He was a wonderful Baptist. And sometimes I'd go out and I'd say to Betty, "He looked at me kind of funny. Did you notice that?" Well, I said all this because there's people here who have been through things. And guess what? It's hanging on you like a claw. It's hanging on you like a claw. Well, you see, all the stuff I done, see, if the devil was ever going to come back to me and say, "You remember you slid down the chute?" I'd say, "You're dead. You're defeated. You remember I went up the chute?" Hallelujah. He can't bring none of that stuff back into my thinking. I'm telling you, people, some of you people have got a claw in you. You're oozing from sores that should have been healed by God a long time ago. But you have always thought that he come to convict you. There's sin in your life. That's why that's going on. No, there ain't that sin. You're washed in the blood. You got grace. You're righteous. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You got to get rid of that stuff, saints. That's why a lot of people don't come here. They want to stay in it. I pointed to a guy one time. I said, "If you keep that up," he's 22 years old. "If you keep that up," right during service, I said, "God's going to take you home." 6 months or 8 months later, he was going to Bible school and he died. He was drinking like a fish. He died. His sister came and talked to me about it. I'd have never said it if God didn't tell me to say it. But he didn't take the warning. See, there's people here that God's warning us. You can be free. You don't have to be in that stuff. You can be financially blessed. You can have your mind free. You can have your emotions free. You can walk in the peace, the power of God. The Holy Ghost is in you. You can be free. Amen? Hallelujah. I say these things about my life because I'm free. Been free for years. I have spiritual battles because some of you people won't get in line, so I feel what you're going through. Huh. Oh, the countenance just changed. Oh, my. That's why I don't come here. I don't like the way he preaches, and I don't like the way he ministers. Huh? Praise God. One person spoke up. That makes you feel real loved when there's 75 standing here. I do. You look around, everybody's countenance is changing. Is there anybody else going to, "I do"? Hallelujah. I'm going home to fix my sink. No one. Praise the Lord. Well, that's it. We're going to believe now there's going to be water coming out of clouds. We're going to have a monsoon. I don't care if it's in August. We're going to move it up. You remember the guy in the Bible? Keep going up there. Keep going up there. There ain't nothing up there. Keep going up there. There ain't nothing up there. All of a sudden, there's a little cloud coming up there. He said it's going to rain according to my word. God's given you and I the word. And if we speak it in the name of Jesus, it must come to pass if you believe it. Amen? If you say you're free, you're free. Some people are sitting here like you got your head in a vise. You know what a vise is? It's those things that squeeze things. Is the headache gone? See? Huh? Not yet. Is it gone? See, hers is gone. How come yours ain't gone? You ever think about that? I'm only kidding with you. See, sometimes that put people under guilt. Yeah. It's like the husband and wife here. She got her back healed. He sat there and said, no, my girl is still hurt. I don't know why. I don't do the healing. See? I just step out and say all kinds of things and do all kinds of things. Hallelujah. Well, we got to do a little song here. What did I do, leave them home? Oh, no, there you go. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody remember any of them? Which one you want? 10 in the orange. That's it. If he'd have said 11, I'd say, quiet, there ain't 11. 10 in the orange. Praise God. Yeah. Huh?
I said, I've been waiting for that one.
Yeah. You got it. 10 in the orange. It's people who first come here, they say, what is he talking about, 10 in the orange? Come a little more and you'll catch on. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Praise, we praise, praise, praise. Praise to the one who sent us his son.
Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Your Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Son of righteousness, and the Lamb who was slain. You're the lily of the valley, you're my bright and morning star. You're the beginning and the end, you're the everlasting Father. You're the God, God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. You're the soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name.
Love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Without any thought, if anybody needs a prayer for anything, come up here right now in Jesus' name. Come up here right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, King. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for your holy presence. The wonderful Holy Spirit, we thank you for your angels. We'll thank you today, Lord. You'll get the glory, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your delivering power, Lord Jesus. People's emotions and minds, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I anoint him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Power! Power! Power in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Rise up, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' holy name. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it. Power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Power in Jesus' name. Deliver, set her free. Every bit of it, Lord. Bless this lady, Lord. Let the promises of you, Lord Jesus, manifest in her life, Lord. In Jesus' name, I speak it right now. in the authority of the name of Jesus, Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, Lord, I touch my brother, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, in Jesus' holy name, Lord, I touch her, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Power. The power of Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the rain. We thank you for the protection of their home. We thank you for the peace, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your cloud that's coming upon these two right now, Lord. The presence of Jesus upon these two right now, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. Yes, let them have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is this still there? You can sit right there. I'll come to you. Father. Oh, it's going through your neck?
Yeah.
So it's leaving your head and going through your shoulder?
Yeah. Weird.
It's traveling. We got to put a stop sign up, right?
Yep. Yep.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I command this pain right now to stop right now. In Jesus' name, the power of Jesus, the power of Jesus, adjusting every nerve, every muscle in his neck and his shoulder, every bit of it must go now. In Jesus' name. Power, power in Jesus' name, power in Jesus' name. Touch him, Jesus, power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God, amen? Yes. Hallelujah. There's people sitting there saying, I should have went up. But I've been up there before. I should have gone. People are looking at me. What do you care? I mean, some people sit back there, man, just drool and stay right there. This lady back here is not quite sure of me. Hallelujah. Here I come, dear. Father God, in Jesus' name, power in Jesus' name, power, I free her, Lord, her soul, spirit, and body, Lord, power in Jesus' name, power in Jesus' name. Oh, blessed Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for your peace, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, dear? Father God, in Jesus' name, let her know that she's loved by you, Jesus. Father God, I bind all those voices, Lord. I bind all those things that speak against her right now.
I bind Satan and principalities and powers, and I thank you for the love of Jesus, the impartation of your love, Jesus, that's going into your daughter, Lord. I bind all thoughts of suicide at times, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. She's going to stay right here. She's going to become anointed, and she's going to serve you in a mighty way, Lord. Strengthen her today, Lord. Empower her by your Spirit, Lord. Rise up in her, Jesus. Rise up in her. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might as well stay there, Randall. You can't go home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, are you blessed? I have to preach until I'm finished, until I'm happy. See, when I'm happy, I can quit. Amen? How's David doing, Alan? Is he in the hospital or? Oh, is he? Yeah, I know. She sent us an email. Father God, we just thank you for David, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your healing power, Lord, is in his lungs right now. And by the way, I had a vision of a lung Friday night. Jeff reminded me. I saw a lung that's all pink and was healed. I don't know if it was before or after, but anyway, if you get a hold of him, you can pass that on. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we lift you up today. We draw our attention to you. We thank you, Lord, for you have been so patient with us, Lord. You have worked with me all my life, Lord, and you have called me a rascal, Lord, and I guess I am, Lord, but I'm a rascal for you, Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. We exalt and we draw our attention to you. Nothing that was done here was done by the flesh, but it was done by the Spirit of God. I know, Lord, that you used us as we are, our personalities and different things, Lord. And way back when I was 12 years old, you saw me trying to find you, Jesus. And you finally, Lord, led me by the path, Lord, of righteousness, Lord. And I was led to you, Lord Jesus Christ, by that Baptist pastor. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you didn't leave me here, Lord, to be destroyed by the world. But you gave me power to take dominion over the world now. So we give you praise and honor and glory. Everybody that's in this place, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you died broke, that they may have wealth. I call it in, Lord. I call it out of Abraham through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I speak it and continue to speak it. And Lord, you've heard our prayers about the cloud, about the rain. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that the fire people up there must be getting awful exhausted about this time. Up at that altitude with this heat, Lord, refresh them, Lord Jesus, and let your cloud come, Lord, and let your cloud dump rain upon that fire, Lord, as we give you praise and honor and glory, because you're a God who took a rib out of a man and made a woman, Lord. You told Lazarus to come forward, Lord. You've done miracle after miracle after miracle, and your word says you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we call upon you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are Lord over the universe. You are Lord over the clouds. You are Lord over the rain. And so we call it forth based on your power, based on how you are the Lord. And we expect it to happen as we join together in Jesus' name.